AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI says 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz acted on his own when he attacked two military sites in Chattanooga, killing five service members. Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold tells reporters they are still investigating his motive.
At this point, it's too early in the investigation to determine whether or not he had been radicalized.
Former Waller County, Texas Justice of the Peace Dwayne Charleston says he doesn't buy the autopsy report that Sandra Bland hanged herself with a trash can liner while being held in the local county jail.
The whole thing around it stinks. It stinks just like the garbage bag that was in her cell. The whole thing stinks.
Bland's family attorney says her body has been flown back to Chicago in preparation for her funeral, which will be held on Saturday. June was a big month for home sales, pushing prices to higher levels. Shirley Smith tells us more.
Home sales surged last month, and the prices hit new highs.
Home prices were pushed up to its highest monthly level ever, all-time high at $236,000.
Lawrence Yoon with the National Association of Realtors says there just aren't enough homes for sale right now.
Inventory currently is only 2 million homes available for sale. At this phase of recovery, we should have 50% additional inventory.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
The trustees who run Social Security say the Disability Trust Fund will run out of cash next year, triggering an automatic 19% cut in disability payments. A quick fix would be for Congress to take money out of the larger Social Security retirement fund to cover that shortage. But Republicans say they also want changes to reduce fraud and to encourage disabled workers to find ways to re-enter the workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 86, while the NASDAQ has lost 34. This is AP Radio News. Congress hears from supporters and opponents of the Iran nuclear deal.
As Israel's ambassador urged several dozen House Republicans to reject the agreement, GOP senators also spoke out against the deal, with top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell stressing the doubt crosses party lines.
It seems the administration today has a long way to go with Democrats and Republicans alike.
His comments came just before administration officials held a pair of closed-door briefings to try to sell the deal here on Capitol Hill. Secretary of State Kerry and others will pitch the deal in public when they go before a Senate committee tomorrow. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The man who flew a gyrocopter through restricted airspace before landing at the U.S. Capitol has turned down a plea deal that would have required him to spend 10 months in jail. He says the offer doesn't seem just for an act of civil disobedience in which no one got hurt and no property was damaged. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.